There's Randy Houser, Like a Cowboy on Fort Wayne's K105. Well, we are about 49 minutes away from Luke Bryan tickets officially going on sale for his farm tour at M&J Farms. And in with us this morning, the proprietors of that very farm. We've got Mick and Jane Lamont in the K105 studio. And welcome. And you guys got to be pretty excited about having a guy by the name of Luke Bryan at your place here in less than 3 months, huh?
Yes, I guess. Yes, I guess so. I just didn't realize what a big deal it would be.
Oh yeah, it is going to be a huge event. September the 30th. If you've been under a rock for the past couple of weeks and didn't know Luke Bryan was coming to town, yeah. He does these farm tours all the time, and this is the first time it's been in this area. And how did this all come about? I mean, all of a sudden we got Luke Bryan coming in the Fort Wayne area, and here he is right here in town. Jane, how did this whole thing play out?
Well, we didn't ask for it, but he came. We had a call at our door one night, and it was Brad Corman from the Sheriff's Department. And he said, "Oh, Mick," he said, "I really need some help here. We need to get Luke Bryan." He said, "Are you a fan?" And Mick said, "Oh, I know about him, you know, and uh-huh. everything." And so he talked to Mick, and Mick told him that he would get some people, you know, check with some other farmers. And every farmer that he talked to said, "Oh, no, I wouldn't touch that." And so our grandkids and we were talking about it, and then they told him that we heard that he does farm scholarships.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so we have a grandson that's going into agriculture at IPFW this year, and we thought, oh, that's a good deal. We'll go with that. And so that's how it came.
So the rest is history.
Now rest Luke is history. That's
to
right.
Wow. And you probably got friends and neighbors and relatives that you haven't heard from in long amounts of time. Yeah. And all said, "Hey, how yeah. you been?"
Oh, anything even new? Strangers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I bet.
Even strangers.
On average, since that it's been announced and everything, how many phone calls do you think you've gotten since the first day you got everybody found out about it?
Oh, not 100, but a lot.
Close to it.
finally, the girls just told us, they said, "If you don't know the number, just put it on the answering machine."
That's and, great.
Yeah, there's a lot of people have offered things, you know, that they would like to either auction off or do something for his scholarship or help us out with vehicles. And what do we say? John Deere things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Know, courtesy.
Courtesy vehicles. And that's, but I'd say, we probably average about, I would say maybe 8 or 9 a day.
Yeah.
And so not that really that bad. I think once today is over, once the tickets are you know, on sale and, you know, it probably should slow down.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Are they selling tickets to this?
You're going to get so many phone calls about, you know, for everybody that you had a long-lost relative you never even knew of. They're going to want free tickets probably, right?
I was going to say, one of my favorite stories is we were at a restaurant the other night, and I overheard some people talking. They knew who we were. And
uh-huh.
There was two little girls, and this guy said to me, he said, "I do cement, flooring and showers." And he said, "My two daughters really want to go bad." And he said, "What about tickets?" And I said, "Well, you know, we really just rented the ground to them. We aren't involved in the ticket sales." So we turned around as we were eating, and the little girl, she said, "Dad," she said, "he probably shook Luke's hand. Could I shake his hand?" I overheard her say that. Oh, my God. I said, it's like he walks on water.
Yeah. That is awesome. Mick and Jane Lamont in the studio there, the owners of M&J Farms, where Luke Bryan is going to be on September 30th. Those tickets are going to be going on sale officially. We've had a couple of pre-sales this week, but officially going on sale this morning at 10. In fact, we'll have another chance to qualify for those in just a couple of minutes. But this is, I know your family's very excited about this. You talked about there's a countdown going on.
Yeah.
With grandkids and whatnot, and it's down to we're under
90 days
now.
Yeah,
before it comes. So that, I mean, what a cool thing for your family being able to say, "Yeah, we're having Luke Bryan over at the farm." No, not a big deal, right?
No, it is. They all think it's a big deal. They are going with.
Oh, somebody's calling you for tickets right now.
That's right. Everybody. Oh my goodness! I think that if Mick Wendis said yes, he would have been the most unpopular grandpa.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure M&J Farms has plenty of Facebook likes, too, ever since this started.
Oh, right. Well, we have our own webpage now, I guess. Oh,
that's awesome. That's great.
The girls take care of us here.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a better family. I've known you guys for a long, long time in the Lamont family, and let me say that this family couldn't happen to a better people, and it's going to be a great time.
Well, thank you. I was going to tell you that shortly after it was announced, the guy at church, he said, "Hey, Mickey," he said, "you been feeling all right?" I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "I heard you're going to have that concert." He said, "I thought maybe you were taking leave of your senses, having all those people chomp over your ground."
Yeah, it reminds me of the Field of Dreams, man. Yes. He's like cutting down his crop to put a baseball field in. We're having Luke Bryan in town. So we look forward to this September 30th. M&J Farms is the place. And, you know, dude said you said you've known these folks for quite a long time, and yet they still came to the studio.
I know, and that's something else.
I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for sharing this story. We look forward to it. September 30th is going to be a history-making day in the area for sure. We have you guys to thank for it.
Thank you for having us.
I also want to thank Jane because she brought to my attention, because when I went to school in second grade, she helped me read. She's my reading teacher.
And we have her to blame.
Yeah. No, I can do all right, I guess. Prove it. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you very much. As we let you go, we know you guys have been chomping at the bit to sing a little Luke Bryan for us this morning. So yeah. Go ahead, have at it. Whatever song you want to do.
Could you sing a Luke Bryan song? Do you guys know him? Good enough to know? Like, Rain is a Good Thing or something like that? Or
no, nothing?
Not without music.
That reminds me when you say Rain is a Good Thing, when this Trey Britt, who's his location man, they brought this parade of people out to the farm, state police, fire department, health department, I don't know how many, and Trey is the location man. And so I would talk, and he said, "Well, what do you think about this?" I said, "Oh, Trey, it'll be wonderful." But I said, "What if it rains?" You know, "Oh, Mick, don't worry about it." He said, "Don't you know that's his flagship song? Rain is a Good Thing."
Hey, that's right.
There you go. We're hoping no rain for sure. Well, thank you very much, Mick and Jay Lamont.
Awesome.
From M&J Farms, September 30th. We can't wait. We'll have another shot at those free tickets coming up at K105.